Okay, I'm joined now by the convener of the MK party in the province of Mpumalanga. Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane joins us now in this conversation at the sidelines of the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature State of the Province address. Advocate, we can't ignore there are issues within the MK party. I mean, we saw yourself here and we also saw Umam Meripadi, and there seems to be issues. I mean, we are informed of a letter that was sent to her. From what we gathered, that letter is dated 2024 instead of 2025, and she still assumes the role of being leader. She was the one seated in the legislature, not any deployee in her position. What seems to be the party stance on that?
I think the issue of the letter being dated 27 February 2024, I think the one which is all over, I don't know how it reached the public, but that's the letter which the Office of the Secretary General sent to her yesterday night. She knew about this decision. The fact of the matter is that it was possibly a typo error on their side, but then the content is informing her about the incidences that she was suspended on the 3rd of February 2025. The letter is very clear on that. But then what I would say as well is that if you take stock of what transpired with the former convener, is that before I even joined, and that is a matter between the party and her, which what I found is that they've served her with the Audi letter last year, August. There were hearings where she was given an opportunity to respond to those allegations of misappropriation of funds and how she was also conducting herself, not being responsive to what the party was requiring from her, because all that evidence is there. Then from there, they ended up dismissing her, terminating the membership. That letter was signed by President Zuma himself, and that letter was given to me and the task team when I joined to deliver the letter. But that letter was a letter which we were given by the Secretary General's office to deliver to her. So that letter was sent. Then she used that to take the institution to court. And the strange part is that, which are all the things which we'll deal with, because the attorney which was representing her compiled an affidavit. In that affidavit, he lied that he couldn't find the organization, like he couldn't serve the documents to the organization because it was an interim order, an agent interim order. And he says he sent by email, he sent to our Durban, he went to our Durban office, which was closed. But then it means he didn't go deeper to make sure that if you were litigating fairly, yeah, they should have made sure that, those documents reaches the organization. That didn't happen. Unfortunately, then the judge also is questionable, because you can't just issue an interim order based on the affidavit of that attorney. But that one, with time, we will have to report him to the Legal Practice Council, because that was not a proper thing to do. So she then got that, and then she remained the convener. But then the behavior again after that, whilst the matter was, the part B should have been dealt with, she continued then to bring the party into disrepute, continuing to act outside of the adopted constitution.
Can I come in there, Advocate? When you say she acted out, well, she brought the party in disrepute. She is on record on television talking about an experience that she endured. Is that what the party characterizes as disrepute in this instance, where she alleges that the deputy president of the party asked for a private sitting, of which she characterizes as a sexual advancement?
But, I mean, you members of the media yourselves.
Yeah.
It's, well, I don't know how to characterize yourselves.
Yeah.
Ne?
Yeah.
That happened last year, August.
Yeah.
Then, in the first place, raise it with the structures within the organization.
Yeah.
If you feel that you cannot raise with the SG, the national organizer.
Yeah.
I mean, writing the letter, and even last year, she could still access the president.
Yeah.
Why didn't she raise it then? But then, let's say she didn't raise it.
Yeah.
Why wait until now when you should be, you know, the party...
Members of the media should be asking her why, the timing and all of that.
Not timing only,
but
then what other steps did you take to make sure that you resolve this issue internally?
Yeah.
Because now there is a constitution of the party, which is very clear that you cannot take the party to court.
Yeah.
You are expelling yourself automatically.
Yeah.
But I did ask her. You see, you said we members of the media, but I did ask her. She says at the time, she just brushed it aside. But she looked at the events that followed after that, because it was when she, it was when the deputy president allegedly asked her for sexual advances or made sexual advances to her. Then when she refused them, she was then expelled, or she was, you know, all of these things happened. So I did ask her. She says, and I even asked her, why did she not bring the issue to the SG? She said MK Party kept on rotating SGs, so she felt that she should bring this issue directly to the president, Nqamalala. So for me, I did ask her those questions, and the party had not been forthcoming on that. Yeah.
Yes, even if you can say the party is not coming forth, you are working in a rising sense, Konamanj. You are a man.
Yeah.
Let's say you propose to one of your colleagues, and you just also try your luck.
Yeah.
And then 3 months down the line, 4 months down the line, that employee has stolen the Rais Mzansi's monies, has behaved in a way that she must account.
Yeah.
Now she comes back and say, Utabiso proposed or is sexual harassment because you were making advances to that particular person. Is it a crime to propose a person? Because remember, you should be proving, if it's sexual harassment, I should be proving, Uguti, these are the incidences which happened, and they caused me so much harm in such a way that the person even threatened me that if you don't, I will do this.
Yeah.
And produce the evidence.
Yeah.
Have you seen the evidence?
I've not.
Thank you.
Okay, let's...
Because we need to produce the evidence, ain't it?
Sure.
Yes, in law we do that because for your sake and the also credibility of the person. But remember, let's not dwell in that. Remember Ujaji Shlope umtshelile ukuthi akade existed to do that. Remember, I wrote a letter, and if she fails to produce any evidence and stop doing that, she will be sued. You understand? So I think maybe let's not dwell much on that.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Let's touch on the issue I heard you earlier in the morning touch on. It's that of it also taking the Speaker of the Legislature to account in terms of the court. I believe that's what you said. You said even the Speaker has something to answer because she keeps on paying the constituency fund or monies of the MK Party into these alleged account that the MK Party does not know anything about.
It was written a letter by the SG and the TG on the 3rd of January and was told these are the new accounts where they were appointing Chief Whip Skhosana as the accounting officer. The party funding policy is very clear about that. Uguti, the party decides who is the accounting officer. And then they were told, Uguti, the next allocation deposited into these accounts, the constituency fees and the caucus monies.
Yeah.
The Speaker then responded on the 17th of January saying he's still going to, in fact, not on the 17th, he said, I'm looking for a legal opinion, I'll respond on the 17th January.
Yeah.
Then I don't know whether he responded and whatever, but on the 10th of February, they deposited the first the money.
Yeah.
And then on the 20th of February, up to almost 7 million. And how do you do that as a Speaker? Why do you do that and violate the very same party funding? Because he was alleging, I'm going to check the legal opinion, what the judgment is saying.
Yeah.
The judgment has nothing to do with the bank account and the operations of the organization.
Yeah.
Therefore, she will have to account. herself. And if it means personally, she'll have to do that and even open a criminal case against her as well. Because what were their intentions? Because unfortunately, we're seeing the ANC meddling in the Mkhonto weSizwe's affairs, unfortunately using incidences like this. So we won't leave this lying down. She must account.
Lastly, when are you coming to the legislature? I heard that, in fact, you told me, not that I heard, you told me that you are the next in line because you were appointed as the convener. I suppose you would then replace Umamir.
I will. That is a party decision which has been taken by the president because of the criticalness of Mpumalanga. Remember, Mpumalanga is the second province, best performing in terms of Mkhonto weSizwe.
Yeah.
Therefore, we'll have to take this province.
Sure.
We cannot allow ourselves to have it drop back.
Yeah.
Hence, you see then the fight because president has always been saying infiltration is terrible because billions of monies have been paid to individuals to destabilize Mkhonto weSizwe. So that will happen soon once every process has been followed because remember, there's also a stage where we need an opportunity to reconsider our deployments as a party because we are deployed by the party.
And now
the legislature, you are deployed by the party. So soon that will be happening so that we can take our position. You've heard my comment with State of the Nation address. Ukuthi, as an opposition party, we will have to then take stock. Ukuthi upremier utheni last year, utheni manje. And then we need to line by line, project by project, hold them to account. Because what's worse is that he also promises it's not even smart. Not specific, measurable, realistic, time-bound. It's lacking in what he was saying because actually that's he learned from his president because that's what they do. And lie to the public and you go down, you don't see that. They come the following year, they still promise the same thing.
Advocate Mkhwebane Ngiyabonga.
Thank you.